The last Essex Art Walk this year is coming up Friday and Saturday, December 7th and 8th. Essex Studios is located between Walnut Hills, Clifton, and Over the Rhine, where I-71 and Reading Road meet. With me in the studio to talk about the event is artist Connie Springer. Welcome to Around Cincinnati, Connie.
Thank you very much for having me.
Tell us about Essex Studios, when it was founded, and how many artists are in residence.
The artists were invited to become artists there in the year 2000 by Trent Hyman, the owner of the Essex Studios. The building itself dates from 1913.
Are there individual studios in there? And if so, how many?
Yes, about 100 studios covering three floors.
And during these art walks evenings, visitors can meet artists in their studios. Emerging and established artists will be in attendance, and there'll be food, drink, live entertainment, and interactive art displays. Tell us about some of the artists who will be at the art walks.
We always say that the Essex has the greatest diversity of artists in Cincinnati. It ranges from painters, colored pencil artists, pastel artists, photographers, sculpture, glass artists, woodworkers, jewelers, and the list goes on.
Could you give us some specific names of some of the artists?
Well, I'm part of a studio called the Art Circle. We're 11 watercolor artists on the first floor in room studio 122. There's Robert McFate, who has very interesting found art work he sells. Trish Weeks, who's been there for a really long time. And then Ken Buck and Carolyn Fabe, they sell work out of a studio on the first floor.
So there'll be works for sale that people can
definitely
see, and they can interact with the artists and talk to them about the craft, which is something that you don't get if you're going on eBay or somewhere online.
And practically every studio offers refreshments for visitors, as well as we'll be having two food trucks on Friday and Saturday. Empanadas Aqui food truck on both evenings and Fire on High organic food truck on Saturday evening.
And what are the times of the walks?
6 to 10 p.m. both nights.
And who will be the live entertainment?
So far, Preston Bell's Charles III, John Mann will be playing Friday, and usually we have Dave Sanders playing acoustic and kind of soft, gentle music.
Exactly where are the Essex Studios located, and where can folks park?
2511 Essex Place. And Essex Place is a short street between Taft and McMillan. It's only one block long. And there's a large parking lot right there at the studios. And we have a whole list of where else you can park. Union Institute at 440 East McMillan, the Dialysis Clinic at 499 East McMillan, and Doan High School at 608 East McMillan, plus on the street parking.
So this is a perfect time for folks who are shopping for the holiday. By the way, do you have people who work in yarns or cloth?
On our list, it says textiles and silkscreen. I imagine there are. And plus, I forgot to mention, we have guest artists. In fact, it's not too late to apply to be a guest artist if any artists out there are interested. If you pay for the weekend or for the Friday and Saturday nights, you have space in the hallways, as much space as you need to sell your work.
Okay, and is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about these art walks?
What I forgot to say is that there really are quite a variety of other types of studios in the building. There's a massage studio, a basement gym, a printing company, a vegan food company, and the wonderful Lucky Cat Museum. It's a sight to be seen.
And do you have space if an artist is looking for a studio?
Yes. The studios rent pretty quickly because they're very reasonable, but the owner, Trent Hyman, is the person to contact.
I've been in conversation with Connie Springer from the Essex Studios. Their art walks will be held Friday and Saturday evenings, December 7th and 8th. You'll find a link for more information at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hague.